Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Recommend, as I've said, extension of the local option sales tax at the half cent amount. As I said, that generates about $15 to $16 million a year, and the tax impact for the average Santa Rosa County household is a continuation of that half cent sales tax, about $95 a year. A lot of concern about growth and development, as you just heard from Commissioner Smith talking about what he's hearing from his constituents. But strong support for continuing the half-cent sales tax and really adding a significant conservation component to that, in addition to the funding that you were already potentially contemplating for roads and infrastructure and for public safety, including the sheriff's office and the fire department.
I do a survey every day, and people are tired of sitting in traffic. They are, and they continue to see it's not getting better, and they need help now.
So you have Will Abberger, who is with the Trust for Public Land. He is the vice president of the Trust for Public Land's National Conservation Finance Program, and this is at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting on Tuesday, and he was basically giving the presentation, having done the public survey outreach and figuring out what Santa Rosa County residents like and don't like and what they're concerned about. And his answer is people are willing to support the local option sales tax. They do like it and believe in it, generally speaking. They obviously want it for public safety. They obviously want it for roads and stormwater, but they're also interested in supporting conservation land and purchasing land and keeping it from turning in from farming or from recreation or from natural wildlife or salt marsh or any of those different things, turning into houses. Because, you know, once you plant a house, you never plant anything else. And they've done their study and they've come back. And the backdrop of this, you may remember a month or two ago, was the big fight over Rhett Rowell wanted to dedicate a certain portion of the local option sales tax renewal to conservation funding. He didn't want to say a percentage. It was all a big bunch of drama, which I thought was really unnecessary because in the end, they all believe in this. They all want the local option sales tax to renew $16 million a year. That's the half cent or half percent of sales tax money that in Santa Rosa County goes to infrastructure projects. You can't spend it on salaries, but you can spend it on stuff. You know, you can't pay the deputy's salary, but you can pay for the cruiser or the rifle. You know, you can't pay for the HR person's salary, but you can pay for the, you know, the car or the building or the road or the drain pipe or whatever. Anyway, Jerry Cooey also, who had run unsuccessfully for District 3, Rowell actually beat him, and James Calkins, thank goodness. but Jerry saying, well, I do a survey every day. You know, well, okay, but what's your methodology? What's your questions? What's your statistical sampling process? You know, how good was, you know, Jerry Cooey always says that he stands for what the people think, and I mean, I understand that he may believe that, and to some degree he might be right. But at the same time, he lost his election, so how much does he represent all the people? I don't know. All of Santa Rosa County did not pick him. They picked Rhett Rowell, right? But he's got a point, and his point is people do want roads fixed, and if you take money away from roads to buy land for conservation, that's not what people generally want. So Rhett responds to clarify.
I think, just to be crystal clear, I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
I do not want to take any money from what's going to roads and infrastructure at this point. That way, I don't want to touch that percentage. When we get to that point, and I know that's down the road, but I'm not trying at all to take from that. But again, I just wanted to make sure that was clear. I had not said that today, and I wanted to make sure that was well known.
I think that was a safe assumption, at least by those of us on the board.
Yeah, they're all in that position. They don't want to take money away from roads funding. So Colton says the same thing. Kerry Smith said the same thing.
So basically, we're looking general funding or staying in this lost range, not affecting roads, correct? Not affecting roads.
Right. Okay. So there's that. And by the way, this was the Tuesday conversation. It's on the agenda for today. They didn't come to any conclusions on Tuesday because they basically want to get the local option sales tax renewed. That's important to the board. They want to protect both farmland and also ecologically sensitive and or naturally beautiful and or recreational and or buffer land around Whiting. There's a lot of preservation, conservation land objectives, not the only one of which is preserving farmland, but it is absolutely one of them. And they don't want to raise taxes. And so the question is, where would that, you know, money come from? Well, again, what Jerry says, and there's a value to this, is he says, of course, we support conservation funding, but we don't want to water down road spending. We don't want to reduce the spending on roads, which that was the response there. Okay, so we come to the meeting today, and what's the answer? I'm eager to hear it. These are smart guys. They are men of decent intent, okay? They want to conserve land. They want to build roads. They want to have storm drainage projects. They want to have public safety. Okay, great. But the basic question is, if you are going to maintain the level of road maintenance and stormwater projects and public safety, and you are going to renew the local option sales tax, and you are going to increase the amount of conservation funding, conservation land funding, where will that money come from? Because same plus more on the spending side means more spending. And same plus no more on the taxing side, the revenue side, means the same revenue, and you can't make the more spending work with the same revenue unless you do things like dip into reserves or take out loans or, you know. So I'm curious to hear what the answer is. I don't know, but John, you're an accountant. Did I do it too fast?
No, you went slow enough for us.
Same plus more is more. Same plus not more is same.
Right.
Variables and math. I know it's 7 o'clock. It's early in the day, but still, there you go. So I'm curious what they say. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Home Outlet Pensacola. Home remodeling for every budget with savings on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more. Still rolling accident-free, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you're going to see maybe about a nine-minute delay through that construction zone. Let's see here. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Somebody texted, Jerry's daily survey is the same five people, and he's one of them. Well, that is a survey. You can't disagree that that's a daily survey. You know,
right.
I don't think it's just five. There's more people in the Pitchforks posse than just that. I do think sometimes, Jerry, I like Jerry. I think he's valuable. And by the way, I think that even though I might disagree with somebody a lot of the time, I still value them participating. Even somebody saying the weird stuff is a valuable contributor a lot of times. You just got to remember that they're not the 170,000 people. You know, one is not 170,000. And I think sometimes Jerry forgets that he did not win the election. you know, which I understand. I didn't win any elections. I mean, I win an election daily, I guess, if you listen, right? Every day you vote for me by listening. You know, and if at some point I stop winning that election, I got stop getting to talk, right? That's kind of my job. So, you know, we're all in that position. 437-1620. Too much obvious, John?
Captain Obvious
That's
is
right.
here.
You know, just here telling the truth this morning. All right. Speaking of math, oh, look at this.
Oh, boy.
Look at what I did
look
there.
Look at what you did.
So unintentional, but I love it. If your kid is struggling with math, or your county commissioner is struggling with math. God, I had plenty of sleep and not a lot of coffee today. I don't know what's wrong with me. In any case, if you want to be better at math, young or old, you can go to Mathnasium. And here's the thing. If kids do well at math and they suddenly aren't doing well anymore, very common issues. Somebody didn't speak their language in explaining it, or they just didn't teach it effectively. They didn't pick up a skill that they need. Well, guess what? In the fifth grade, that's a problem for the fifth grade. But then in sixth grade, they presuppose that skill. And if you don't pick it up then, the cascade, the domino, the spiral, the, you know, it gets worse and worse. So at Mathnasium, what they do is they give your kids a very simple, straightforward assessment at no cost, okay, no cost at all, and they'll figure out what do they know, what don't they know. What do they know really well? What do they know sort of well? What could they know better? And then develop a plan to fix it. That's it. And they're very, very good at this. 94% of parents report an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding, 90% an improvement in their school grades. As I've told you many times, my son taught there for a year because we are big believers in math, and he was good at it, and I believe in the product, and we're dear friends with the owners. Donna and Dana are awesome people, some of my favorite people. Anyway, go to Mathnasium, take your child there. And by the way, even for kids who are good at math but want to be better, they do that too, okay? Think of them as your, like, personal trainers for mathematics. Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Recycling in Pensacola is back, and signing up is easier than ever. Just one call adds recycling to your regular sanitation service. No paperwork, no hassle. Just a simple way to keep more out of the landfill and do your part for our city. Recycling in Pensacola is back. One quick call is all it takes. Dial 311 to start recycling.
City of Pensacola Sanitation Services. Recycling made easy.
Today at 9:30, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Executive Director Bruce Cady and Ms. Connie Bookman, Executive Director of Pathways for a Change, will share information about serving the homeless in our community. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Don't miss Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Sponsored by DeLuna Lanes Bowling, where it never rains and no one ever sits on the bench.
You don't need another money hack.
You need a plan.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You have any idea how fast you were going?
Funnily enough, I was just talking to my friend about that. Our speedometer's melted, and as a result, it's very hard to say with any degree of accuracy exactly how fast we were going.
The old melted speedometer defense. 7:22 on News Radio 92.3. See how I turned a John Candy quote into a Get Smart reference?
Yes,
all right,
you did.
David Wayne, what's Get Smart? Oh, it just pains me. Yeah. Oh, you know what I was... Okay, this is an aside from an aside from a tangent off of a tangent, but that's fine. That's where I live most of my life. I got to be honest, I'm referring to a black and white TV show, and this morning I was watching, I kid you not, Beverly Hillbillies and Twilight Zone during show prep.
You were?
I know. It's so weird, but there it is.
Okay.
I saw this. Somebody said, this is quick Facebook memes just because I thought they were funny. What was the one I saw that, chances are that your kids have... never used a payphone, or used a landline. And then it's a picture. I see this one. It cracked me up. It's a picture of, I think, a mom, like a young mom with maybe a 7-year-old boy. He's got a bike and he's like fallen on the sidewalk and scraped his knee, you know? And it just says, you know, back then, you'll live was the full medical opinion.
That was the only medical opinion you
yes,
got.
Yes, yes.
Rub some dirt on
good
it.
Good enough. Yeah, rub some dirt on it. Increase that tolerance. And then last one just for the moment. I just read that 4,153,237 people got married last year. Not to cause any trouble, but shouldn't that be an even number?
Oh, my.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, follow that.
Whew, that's a tough one. Well, where's the last place you saw a payphone in the wild?
Not in the wild, like that. In a museum or something, or in some old TV show.
At a rest stop.
Oh, okay. All right. In the wild.
In South Carolina, yeah.
I saw one in a random parking lot somewhere in the middle of Kentucky. I don't know where it was.
One of the best film gag moments that I can remember is Superman 2 or 3, I think, where maybe it was even Superman original, where he goes to change in the phone booth, and it's one of those newer phone booths that didn't have the booth. It was just like the pole with the phone attached to it, and he just kind of looks at it and, what do I do with this?
What do I do?
And most kids watching that would be like, I don't even get the gag. What's that? Why is that even funny? Go on, David. What do you got?
Well, the lines are getting longer at many U.S. airports as the government shutdown drags on. Airports still dealing with staffing shortages at TSA checkpoints, except for Pensacola. The TSA workers here are still showing up. But that's causing lines at many airports stretching for hours. Department of Homeland Security says more than 400 TSA employees have quit so far. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will be in court in New York today, nearly 3 months after he was captured in a U.S. military raid in his compound. Maduro is pleading not guilty to a number of charges. And Meta and YouTube have been found guilty of making addictive social media platforms. Meta and YouTube's Google both say that they do plan to appeal that ruling.
These are both very interesting rulings that say very different things with very different dollar signs attached to them. I'll explain in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, yes, I do. Hang on. I was gotcha. Into the story. I know, right? Let's see here. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and the Highway 29 exit, expect about a 12-minute delay through that construction zone. Also, Highway 29 southbound headed toward 9 Mile. I expect about a 12-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola. You got about a 9-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. So we've had two rulings this week. They're very different, but they both involve Meta. One involves YouTube also. The first one in New Mexico is the big one. And I mean, they're both kind of big in their different ways. This is a $375 million penalty against Meta. But keep in mind, it's a $1.5 trillion company, and their stock went up after this ruling because that is, I mean, metaphorically, a drop in the bucket for their revenue. The market was just eager to see it be over and have a resolution. And even if it was a third of $1 billion, that's four ads, you know? Like, that's just not significant money to Meta. That was the one that said that Meta knew child exploitation could happen through its social media platforms like Instagram or Facebook or chat features or WhatsApp, and they prioritize profits over safety. So that's the one that basically said they didn't do enough to protect kids. That, okay, you follow? So they didn't do enough to protect kids, and because they didn't do enough to protect kids, they kind of worked out this math about how much is each kid's safety worth, $5,000 penalty for each violation. Based on the number of children, you multiply that out, and that's how they came to that $375 million verdict, which Meta, of course, is going to appeal. It's worth noting in context here that one of the basic problems you have with corporations is that corporations, by law, are obligated to operate like sociopaths. There's this great documentary called The Corporation that explains this in amazing detail. The idea is that even though companies are treated as people by the Supreme Court for financial purposes, on the other hand, they are obligated to have a fiduciary benefit to their shareholders, which they are supposed to put above basic ethics because it's make money. Well, if a person puts make money over ethics, you call them a sociopath. When a corporation puts money over ethics, you call them a responsible corporate citizen, which they're not. But that's the problem, okay? That's the basic issue. They are obligated to make money and not have highest concern for ethics and the welfare of their consumers. Okay, so that's part one. That's the big one. The second one, the one that just happened yesterday, is the smaller one. But this is the particular case by the woman whose name we still don't quite know, who said that she started using these things when she was young. She got addicted, and they developed addictive features to keep her using them that then wound up creating in her, you know, body dysmorphia, a bad sense of self, mental anguish, and the like. And that's a $6 million judgment against both Meta and YouTube. It's three against each one. And, or I mean, it's not quite exactly three against each one. I think it's a slice. It's like two-thirds, a third. But in any case, it's a $6 million judgment in the end against the two of them. And this is the one that said they haven't done enough to keep kids off their sites, and they created an addictive product that is designed to keep you scrolling and watching and refreshing your feed to the detriment of people who use it. And that's the one that only is $6 million, but the opening there is for a lot of other companies to follow suit. What's interesting is that one is not connected to content. Even though it was predicated on some of the things that affected her, it's not about content, so it's not a Section 230 issue. Remember, they're protected from being litigated over content on their platform because they have Section 230 immunity as a publisher, non-publisher. This is not about that. This is about addictive features. And by the way, if you were wondering about kind of the basic facts of this, KGM or Kaylee, we know the first name, she started using YouTube at 6, Instagram at 9. She started using music.ly, later TikTok, at 10, and Snapchat at 11. So she was using them long before she should have been. And the idea was that the addictive design caused her depression, anxiety, body dysmorphia, filters. She would go in, like, school. She would go secretly go to the washroom to check her phone to see how many likes she got on a picture with a fake photo of her so that they can make her feel good about herself, that kind of stuff. So that's an interesting ruling because it is about the addictive features and design of the platform itself, not about the content. Anyway, those are the two rulings. I'm in favor of both, and I'm glad they both happened.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Pain at the pump continues because the conflict with Iran.
Rough out here. It's like $100 to fill up my car.
A woman in Los Angeles, AAA says the nationwide average is $3.98, up a dollar since the war began.
President Trump wants his advisors, the people in that cabinet room, to try to figure out how to wind the war down in the next couple weeks, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The cabinet meeting begins at 10 a.m. Eastern. Israel says it's eliminated the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Navy Commodore Eli Reza Tungseri.
I'm told by a senior Israeli official this operation was conducted using both Israeli and American intelligence, and he was alongside senior operational leadership at the time of the strike.
Fox's Trey Inks in Tel Aviv in day 41 in the fight over funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Long lines at airports. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3, 63 degrees. Right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get to our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. This just in this morning, Florida Senator Ashley Moody has been selected to join the U.S. Senate Committee on Armed Services. Moody says the role is personal as a member of a military family. Florida, of course, home to more than 20 military installations, three combatant commands, and more than 1.5 million veterans. Moody secured more than $851 million for Florida military bases through last year's National Defense Authorization Act. Committee Chairman Roger Wicker says her addition comes as a consequential moment for military budgeting and modernization. Walton Middle School reopened yesterday, and just one day after three people were stabbed on campus. Walton School Superintendent Russell Hughes says that was the right call. About 41% of students returned to the school. Hughes said getting kids back into a structured environment as quickly as possible is critical for their recovery.
Research shows us that it is important and paramount for us to get back to normalcy as quickly as possible. The life and experience of children for the last 120 plus days, 40 something days now. Some of those students don't have food unless they come to our school. We didn't want 500 or 800 students sitting at home all day alone. Think about what happened. Those who are dealing with challenges need someone to talk to.
Extra counselors and additional law enforcement were stationed at the school on Wednesday. Hughes said only about 40 of the school's 800 students actually witnessed the attack. The majority learned about it secondhand. Escambia County Schools will begin registration for pre-K, kindergarten, and new students on March 30th. Children turning 5 by September 1st are eligible for kindergarten. The preferred registration deadline is June 30th. The first day of school is August 12th. Parents will need a birth certificate, proof of residence, immunization records, and a physical. For more information, call the enrollment office, enrollment services office at 469-5580 or visit the school district website. The Foley Police Department out with a warning about a scam using an AI-generated voice impersonating their police chief, Kevin Carnley, to solicit money. The department says Chief Carnley or any other officers will never call asking for money. If you get one of those calls, hang up. Anybody with questions is encouraged to visit the police department in person. Well, history is being made in Central Florida. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this story. He says it's no April Fool's joke.
Springtime, fabulous weather. What makes a trip to Central Florida even better? How about a mega moon rocket launch? NASA is targeting April 1st for the Artemis II moon mission launch, a liftoff that could draw up to 400,000 visitors. Travel sites showing there are hotel rooms and vacation rentals available. That's for the weekend of March 27th through April 3rd. Don't expect those rooms to be around for a while. They're going to go fast. NASA has backup launch days if the SLS can't fly Wednesday evening. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, a Pensacola water tank has a bit of a new look. Emerald Coast Utilities Authority completing that 360-degree mural on its ground storage tank on the north side of Inner Rarity Point Road. That's west of Sorrento near the Ace Hardware there. And that features a sunset scene with blue herons and palm trees. And you're welcome to check that out. It's 735 in News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. And traffic is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Still rolling accident free right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 20-minute delay as traffic is slow and go there. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola experiencing about a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some nice sunny weather today, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Looking at sunshine as you head into your Saturday, high near 77 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 7:36. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply higher by roughly 4% as President Trump signals Iran talks despite Tehran's denial. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $93.69 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $106.54 per barrel. Massachusetts Representative Seth Moulton announced an office-wide policy barring his staff members from using prediction markets. Moulton's office said it is likely the first policy of its kind implemented in Congress. Lawmakers have introduced a raft of bills recently to curb the use of prediction markets and ward off insider trading. A National Association of Realtors study says that among first-time homebuyers, women report annual income of $73,000. This compares to the roughly $66,000 per year among single men who become homeowners. At the same time, women still lag behind men when it comes to pay equality in the workplace. Futures are moderately lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 305, the NASDAQ up 167. That's Your Money Now.
Nothing says happy birthday like an ice-cold Coca-Cola. So to celebrate America's 250th, drink in the fireworks, share bubbly hellos, and embrace every fizzy feeling with the refreshing taste of an American classic. This summer, pick up a Coca-Cola at your favorite retailer. Happy 250th birthday, America.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all, with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed, staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, we got a fun note in. Somebody says you can go after 11 a.m. today to watch the Impact 100. Is going to be painting graffiti bridge with signatures and everything else. And I got a text from my boss, Mary Hoxing, who is a member of Impact 100. 1,313 members this year. That means $1,313,000 being raised for our community to give away in those block grants of, well, I think they normally do it at $1 million a piece. So that would be 13 grants. That's fantastic. I mean, each grant will be just a little bit above $1 million because they're going to get the remainder. But what a great organization. $1,000 a woman, and they do all kinds of good stuff in the community. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Some weeks we don't have a lot. This week we have really, unfortunately, an awful lot of stuff. Let's start with the most recent first and the one that involves some of the worst stuff. We had a person who apparently goes by the name of Charm Never Fails, who has now been charged for attempted murder. And there's also two women and maybe a third person involved in obstruction of justice with this case. What happened here?
Well, they went to a home on Walton Street or outside of a home and fired from a vehicle in that area toward that home. A car was struck. The home was struck. The home was occupied, which is obviously a very serious situation. Officers got to work on that case, and it was with the help of a flock camera that we were able to identify the vehicle, and then the arrest began shortly after that.
Wow. So this is one of those cases where the technology paid off in exactly the way that it's supposed to work, which is to help us solve a crime that has just happened, identify and discover the person we've already identified, and then make an arrest in connection with an attempted homicide.
Yeah, and these cameras in the city have just been online for a very short amount of time, so we expect a lot more. I'm sure you've talked with Sheriff Simmons about the success that they've had in the county with those cameras, so we're looking very forward to having that technology as well and combining the two, making Pensacola and Escambia County much safer.
Yeah, and you know, Gulf Breeze is doing it, Santa Rosa is doing it, Escambia County has been doing it for a little while. It's something that we hadn't been talked about a lot in the open until somewhat recently, which makes sense to me. You know, why tell the criminals all the things that you're doing to catch them? But the one thing that came out in the press release, I just had a question about, it made the comment, I think you were quoting Eric Winstrom at the time, our new chief, but that they've only been operational for a few days. And that I just, I thought the Flock cameras had actually been operational for quite some time, like maybe as much as 6 months. Can you just maybe clarify how long they have been functioning in the city of Pensacola?
Yeah, it's just a few days. What the cameras that Chief Winstrom is talking about, the others were put in by other agencies, not us.
Okay.
That were very close to the city limits. So the ones in the city limits are very, very new, just a matter of days. And we're going to be having some more come in very soon.
Okay. And just for people who might be tuning in and don't realize the distinction, we're not talking about the red light cameras. The license plate reader cameras are a different kind of entity. They do different things. They accomplish different objectives, even though they are often both used, right? So just for people who might be confused about the distinction there. Since we're on the cameras topic, the Escambia County Commission today is taking up a memorandum of understanding between the county and the PPD for PPD to have access to the in the city but on county property cameras in the parking garage at Intendencia. I assume that this is just because these are useful cameras. You're often asked to look at them, and why wouldn't you be able to have more immediate access, almost real-time crime center kind of access to them? Is that basically what's going on here?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. We've had some issues in those areas on county property, and it's an extra step to have to go and get that video. That step will now be taken away, and we're able to investigate these crimes much faster.
Very good. Other things that have happened in the last I hate to talk about the really horrible stories, but we have had a couple of really horrible stories. I think it was last week you had this collision at 9th and Bayou where we have red light cameras. And because of the red light camera, we have clear evidence, you tell me, of somebody running the red light and hitting a pregnant woman's car. Her baby winds up being killed. She survives, but you're still working on this case. Is that right?
Yeah, this was a pickup truck that was driving at a high rate of speed coming southbound on 9th Avenue. We've got cameras that saw him. He was speeding as he approached the intersection at Airport, which is just a block away, or just about a block away. And then once he got to Bayou, he blew the red light. There was what we call a stale light. It was there. It was red for quite some time, and struck this woman's vehicle. And you know the rest. It's a very sad story. It was the impact was toward the back door. We're certainly glad it wasn't in the driver's door itself, because we may have been talking about even worse things. So. These red light cameras are worth their weight in gold, but are they going to stop everything? Probably not, but there's a lot of people that have run those lights that have received the civil citation. And for a lot of folks, all that takes is just one time, and it makes them think a whole lot more about running those lights and being a lot more careful in intersections.
Well, look, obviously the ideal objective of the red light cameras is to discourage, deter, and prevent red light running. Therefore, you'd have fewer collisions. But for the ones that are not deterred, you have the evidence necessary when something does happen to prosecute a case or bring a civil claim or whatever. And so, though it's a horrible thing, it would have been even more horrible if we didn't have the evidence and the ability to catch the perpetrator. So it's still a law enforcement success, even though it's a horrible outcome, obviously. That's a part of it as well. And just so people are maybe not aware, we want to clarify, in Florida, if you cause the death of a child, of a fetus in the womb, that is a charge. And depending on what you're doing, your level of negligence, or if it's a DUI, it can be an even enhanced charge, right?
Yeah, so that case is still under investigation. We do expect charges to be brought against that driver fairly soon. And when that happens, I'll be sending out another news release.
Very good. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Mike, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 9-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, you guys put out some information about a crash. I believe it was yesterday. It might have been the day before, but the information came out yesterday. This was a traffic stop where the suspect fled and subsequently is alleged to have run into another car and killed that driver. What do we know at this point? I thought there was some unclarity about whether there was a chase in process at the time. What do we know?
Yeah, that's what we're looking into. We do know the officer tried to stop this vehicle
and the vehicle fled. What we don't know, or what I don't know at this point, is that, and this is part of the investigation that the Florida Highway Patrol is taking on, which is normal procedure, for a couple of reasons. One, because it was a serious crash involving a fatality, and the other one is because the crash itself happened in the county. But the Highway Patrol will look at the video and determine whether this officer even had a chance to pursue or not. And we've seen this before. A lot of times, if an officer just flips around on the road to make a stop, the vehicle will take off. If an officer pulls a vehicle over, gets out his or her car and approaches that vehicle, then they take off, and they take off at a high rate of speed in order to put the most distance between them and the officer. And even though in that last situation, the officer hadn't had a chance to even get back in his vehicle, they speed off at a high rate of speed and are involved a lot of times in crashes almost immediately, but there was no pursuit involved. But we were there, and we attempted a traffic stop. So the investigation is being handled by the Highway Patrol, and I'm sure that they will come to a conclusion soon.
One of the stories that I know nobody really loves to have to talk about, but it is, you had an employee who allegedly had engaged in romantic relationship sex with a girl and got her pregnant, and she talked about it on social media. And the prior relationship, who he had a child with, got in contact with that person, and turns out he's HIV positive and didn't disclose, or at least this is the allegation. Now, I know this is, you know, it's a case, I guess you guys are essentially responsible for calling because he's your officer, but he's on desk duty now. And any other comments you guys have to make about this particular investigation or this case?
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
He's been terminated. Okay. You know,
I believe he resigned.
But, okay, got it.
This is a situation where, again, and I spoke with Chief Winstrom right after he got here. We're going to be very transparent, and when we get the bad news about an employee, it's going to be treated just like if it was anybody else, and that's the case here. What this individual did was selfish and dangerous, and it's something that's obviously not going to be tolerated. So. It was investigated just like any other crime, and there's a reason why that doing something like that is a third degree felony. Like I said, it's very dangerous.
And it's, you know, just for clarity on the law, even if you think, or even if you know medically that you're not contagious, which was, I guess, kind of what he had explained on his side of the thing, is that's not what the law says. The law doesn't say non-contagious. The law says if you have HIV, if you're HIV positive, then you must disclose. That is an obligation for what I think we all recognize are pretty obvious reasons. We had a robbery of some kind, like a snatch and grab or something at the Dillard's, but you guys caught the person?
Yeah, that was Thursday night, and officers responded to a complaint where a gold chain or necklace was taken off the neck of a female, and they did the right thing. They called us immediately, and officers were in the area. They were able to find the vehicle. The description was obviously given by the victim. They found that vehicle. They found the individual inside, and they got the necklace back. So it's good work on a night shift patrol for being up there and getting that done so quickly. A lot of times you may not see that necklace again, and things can go wrong. And we've had situations before happen. People, well, things like that will happen, and people just look around for the person before they call us. And this victim called us right away, and we were able to get the job done. So
great work.
So good job on night shift patrol. Yeah,
we had a car go through that really weird, bizarre, and often problematic intersection of Alkanes and Garden and drive into the cemetery and damage some grave markers.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, and you know that curve is almost like a graffiti bridge with trucks. It's happened so many times, and probably going to happen again. And who knows what what's going to have to be done to stop that? But I believe that there were 10 headstones that were destroyed in this crash, and we are looking into it to see if alcohol was involved in that one.
And then you also had an officer in an unmarked vehicle on the highway got rammed. What happened here?
Yeah, that was night before last on Interstate 10 eastbound, approaching Scenic Highway. The officer's in an unmarked car. He was intentionally rammed by one vehicle. That vehicle went around him. He was not able to go after that vehicle because his car was disabled, but he could see ahead of him where it struck another vehicle. The suspect vehicle then fled into Santa Rosa County and I believe crashed once again, and the individual ran into the woods. At that point, Santa Rosa took over. I don't know for sure if he was captured or not, but yeah, weird situation out there. You certainly don't expect to get rammed from the rear on purpose on the interstate.
You know, we had that story off of I-4 where the guy was carrying around the fake Sidewinder or Sparrow missiles on his car and got pulled over to make sure the bomb squad didn't find any actual explosives, which, it was a stupid thing all around. But just between you and me, I mean, nobody else is listening. There is every once in a while the kind of the wish that you could carry missiles on the cruisers, though, right?
Just between you and me, you're correct. And you can just, you know,
can solve this problem right away.
One and get them out of the way because the siren doesn't work sometimes.
I know.
But yeah, it's something silly that everybody thinks about. Fortunately, those were fake. They were props. But it certainly was something that got the attention of a lot of people down south.
I'm just going to offer you the opportunity because you and I have not had a chance to talk about it, but there is a relatively famous story that involved a Pensacola woman and her, depending on how you view it, her inability to control herself or her ability to control herself, sort of a golden opportunity, some might say. But anything you want to add to the community conversation we're having about the Airbnb?
You know, when Channel 3 approached me and asked questions about that story, I've been doing this long enough to know that this story is going to grow legs and take off, and that's what it did. And I kind of get tired of talking about it, but I haven't talked to you about it, so I'm just going to go with the flow, and you're in luck today. We will talk about it one more time.
That's why you're the professional. We always like to end with the cop myth. Well, he didn't say anything. You weren't listening. If you, cop myth or did you know, we always like to end with one.
Yeah, and this is something you were talking about yesterday about, you know, where people, bad news or misinformation, disinformation on the internet. And we've talked about it before, but what we haven't talked about is where Americans seem to go to get their information about crime. And this is from Pew Research, and I found out yesterday that local news outlets, not the internet, which is great news, still get 26% of that. They still get 26%. Social media, 19%. Search engines, 19%. Getting the news from family, friends, and neighbors, 17%. And locally focused apps or sites, 8%. Local law enforcement, this was disappointing, only 7%. And local politicians, 1%. Now, this is from Pew Research, and this is still not the number one reason why local people tune in to local news. The number one reason, according to them, is to see what the weather's going to be that day.
Well, all right. All right, fair enough.
So the meteorologists win.
There's a reason that, they do a lot of coverage of the weather, and we do too, because you're exactly right. People want weather and traffic, and they want it on the fives.
Yeah.
Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, I do tell you this with a great sense of relief about that story that, I'll just let you go. You did well, sir.
Yeah,
well done.
I'm glad it's over because that story was really draining me as well.
Well, it's just a reminder. It's important to stay hydrated when you're working. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Okay, let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. But let's see here. If you're on I-10 eastbound, right around the Pine Forest exit through that construction zone, experiencing about a 4-minute delay. And also Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, a 9-minute delay. And 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze is about a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody texted me and said, Andrew, you failed your mathnasium people. I sure did on the Impact 100. It's not $1 million grants. It's $100,000 grants. And so they'd be doing 13 of them. So, yeah, if I said $1 million, I'd got somebody's hopes up real good. So, anyway, sorry about that. Hey, if you need a roof or you need a roof repair or you're not sure what you need, a lot of times the best time to call an expert is when you're not sure what you need. And ask them. Quality Roofing Solution. They'll come out and they'll look at it. They'll see what you need and they'll talk you through the decision-making process. If it's just a repair, what's the best way? Is it really the best financially to make a repair that you're going to then have to replace the whole roof in 3 or 4 years anyway? Can you save enough money on your house insurance if you get a better roof, a different kind of roof with a wind mitigation inspection report? I mean, these are all the good questions to ask. But they'll talk to you like your normal person. They will treat you with respect. They will be there. They've been there for 20 years. They've done 10,000 roofs, and they're rated 4.9 on Google. It's crazy how reliable and trusted they are. Quality Roofing Solutions, 777-0961 or QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
From Fox and Friends, The Brian Kilmeade Show, and One Nation, Brian Kilmeade's History, Liberty, and Laughs. With special surprise guests, Saturday, July 11th, Singer Theater, Pensacola. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Going back to school felt impossible. Then I learned that VA covered tuition, supplies, and a housing allowance. So instead of focusing on my bills, I can focus on my books. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. Culver's Butterburger is fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. Lent is here, and Culver's features cod, shrimp, and walleye sandwiches and dinners. Culver's, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, Highway 90 in Milton, and coming in May to Pine Forest and I-10. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and curbside service are available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
The Leadership Pensacola class of 2026, our community's premier leadership development program, is turning leadership into action.
Take a leap with us.
The leadership class of 2026 is stepping forward to create a healing garden for Gulf Coast Kids House.
A calming space designed to support children on their healing journey.
Together, we can turn leadership into lasting impact.
Lead with purpose and build healing.
To support this project, visit PensacolaChamber.com.
Join us in growing hope.
Evans, you're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Evans, man, what kind of crazy Franken science could make that possible?
Good morning, 7:59 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David, how are you doing, sir?
Good morning. New census data showing population growth slowed across most U.S. metro areas last year, largely due to a drop in immigration. Communities along the southern border saw the steepest declines. Parts of the Gulf Coast also lost residents. Overall metro growth fell from 1.1 to 0.6.
Every hour and breaking news when it matters most.